Welcome to Prague Will Find a Way, a podcast about progressive music in all shapes, sizes, and guises, from past, present, to the future. I'm Jonathan Block.
And I'm Jay Valade.
Happy New Year, Jay.
Happy New Year.
This episode is actually coming out on New Year's Day, 2025.
There we go.
There'll be some Prague to look forward to. We'll save that for another episode.
But I think today we're going to hit some releases that came out over the past few months that we haven't been able to talk about yet. And then I think we had some obituary news,
yes,
like we always seem to have in Prague land.
Yep, so I'm sure by now most folks are aware John Camp, the bass player for Renaissance during, I guess, what most would consider their golden years, passed away recently. He is on all their classic albums from 71, 72-ish through 80, when they kind of started to go new wave-ish, and that didn't quite work out. But all the classic things that people think of as Renaissance. I mean, I'm actually a fan of the original Renaissance, which grew out of the Yardbirds, and then it kind of mutated in 71 as people left and new people came on. But obviously, we could spend an episode, maybe in the future we will, on Renaissance, because they were kind of unique in the Prague mm-hmm. world. And for the type of band that they were, played a lot live. But John Camp was a great bass player. I mean, he was very much in the Chris Squire mold. I mean, he used a Rickenbacker. The sound was there, and it was just more of a very melodic, almost lead bass sound. And he did a lot of very good backup vocals too. I mean, obviously with Annie Haslam then having male harmonies, it was a very cool combination. And he had a big hand in writing a lot of their stuff. So you know, condolences obviously to his family, and it's a good opportunity to check out his bass playing in some classic Renaissance. Rest in peace, John Camp. Music will always be out there. So,
yep.
All right.
So,
record store day.
Record store
I'm excited
day.
To hear about this because I could not attend the festivities.
Okay, so record store day this year for Black Friday, which is right the day after Thanksgiving.
So
much smaller.
So there's
version.
Really two official ones during the year. Or is it more than two?
I think there's just the two.
Okay.
The main record
in
store
the spring,
day where they've got the list of yeah. you know hundreds of things that are coming out for record store day. Conversely, the Black Friday one was a much smaller list and not a ton of Prague on there. So I only got one thing. I might have looked at the Tony 11 album if it was at the record store I went to, but it wasn't.
Did you go to Disc and Dat?
I went to Disc and Dat, which is in Bethel, Connecticut.
Yep.
Shout out to them.
Excellent store.
But basically the way it works is, you know, you line up, they open at 10 o'clock, the line goes through, they let two people in the store at a time, and you get your stuff, you go out, next two
it.
People go in.
Okay. So they may have had Tony 11 and somebody bought it. You
could
don't
have.
Know.
Yes,
okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I got the Yes record.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise. So the Yes record was Fragile. And for those of you who are watching on YouTube, I have the copy here. For those listening, it is. It looks like the Yes Fragile cover, but it's just the purple and the fragile logo. And it's the outtakes. So if you got the box set, you know that there was a whole set of outtakes of almost every song on the album. So what they did was they took those songs and they put them on vinyl. So it's the same running order. The only piece that they did not do a different version of was the Cans and Brahms Rick Wakeman song. For those who don't know Fragile very well, each member of the band had a separate song that they kind of used the band for, and they were all short, you know, 3.5 and less minutes, down to 32 seconds or something for Bill Bruford. But they replaced that with All Fighters Pass, which was a Steve Wilson mix of a outtake that they had done, which turned up later on Topographic Oceans. So it's Roundabout early mix, All Fighters Pass, Steven Wilson mix. We Have Heaven, full version, Steve Wilson mix. South Side of Sky, early take, 5% for Nothing, alternate version. Long Distance Runaround and The Fish alternate version, Mood for a Day alternate version, and Heart of the Sunrise alternate version. So it's basically the Fragile album reimagined with different takes of all the songs.
And is that the same way it was presented on the box set as far as the running order?
No,
right.
There's multiple takes
right.
of different songs.
And, because I really like the, and I'm not sure if it's the one on there, the South Side of the Sky.
Yeah, there's two different ones, and I can't recall
which one.
One
has a part which didn't make it.
Correct.
Yeah,
and they both, that
cool.
middle section is different on both of them.
Yeah, it's great. It's
so,
great. But Know the Dean?
No, the Dean. The Dean did not make it on to the alternate. Yes.
So
Fragile.
Hopefully that mistake has been corrected.
Yes.
Forever.
So nice. It's a black vinyl, but you know it's got the Fragile world on the label, and then all the song titles on the backside.
Okay. Yeah, and it's, since this never existed back in the vinyl heyday, there's no reason to get upset that it's not the original Atlantic label.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So
actually,
I think that Atlantic
cool.
record.
It's cool that they actually did
something different
on
right.
both sides, and it's not just
the.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Right. And so
So you can see
it the world on the inside.
Yeah, that's very
too.
Cool. That's cool.
I believe that the vinyl on the box set has the old Atlantic.
Okay.
Right,
all right.
So this is a, you know, first time ever on vinyl, all these songs. So limited edition of, I can't remember how many, 3,000 or something like that.
Wow.
Record store day only kind of thing.
Okay.
So
I
got it.
Was this domestic or was it an import?
This was domestic.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it was 3,000 worldwide
right.
or
yep.
what the situation is, but record store day only.
You got
so,
it.
Kind of an interesting
you got it.
Moment there.
Nice.
Outside of that, I didn't get anything else at Record Store
okay.
Day, nor did I look for my daughter came with me, and so she got some more current records, but that was it from the Prague world on
nice.
The Record Store Day. I was surprised that there was no Stephen Wilson or Porcupine Tree offering, because normally they throw something out.
Right, right.
But,
well, so we'll wait for the spring and
yes, and we'll see.
We'll see what's next.
Yes.
Hopefully I want to go just it's fun.
Sure.
Yeah, it's fun.
So, he keeps saying that, but then he never goes.
Well, that's not the first time was after the fact. So we're one. I have one strike. I get three strikes and then
I'm
Jay's
kidding.
Never talking about Record Store Day again. Did but You're not really for that particular morning and thing. You're not there for browsing. It's the people go in, you get what you want.
Oh,
you
and
leave.
You go out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny because you never know how many copies of any individual
right.
title they're going to have. I think I told you last time I was looking for the Stephen Wilson remix album.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got in there too late and they're like, oh, we only had one copy.
Right.
And so you're
right.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Well, and I was in England in May, and I looked as well for you in a couple of shops
yeah.
that I stopped in, and they were well-known shops. One of them was Rough Trade, and they didn't have them.
Yeah.
So, nor did they have the Mike Oldfield.
Right. The Hurdis so, Ridge.
The Hurdis Ridge outtakes.
Yeah.
Similar
idea.
To the Yes. But,
yeah.
Yeah, so...
So it's a neat idea.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a keepsake more
yeah.
than anything because yeah. I have it on the box set. But,
and like so many things, then you can go back a month later to the record store.
and see what's left over.
Well, and not only that, but see, you know, you can get stuff from like 5 years ago, record store
you
days.
Can.
And it's funny to see, you know, what kind of still sticks around.
Right.
So
there was one record, it's not Prague, but it was Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Oh,
did
yeah.
They had an outtakes album or remix album
yeah.
of all the Junk Culture stuff, and it was a double album,
right.
though, and I was like, you know, they still had that from the
yeah.
previous record store day.
Right.
But
well,
double
but
album double album vinyls are sometimes pricey, and I'm like, will I ever listen to this?
Well, that's the thing. But OMD, those are the types of bands we're talking about, i.e., you
yes.
know,
yes.
What's the? How did Prague influence that? And you know, the back and forth between it.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, it's. I mean,
so that was Record Store Day.
Excellent.
But then the holidays have come and gone. Well. As it, New Year's
exists.
Is here.
Yes.
And I did get the King Crimson Red new box set that just came out.
Excellent.
So the King Crimson Red box set is
50th anniversary.
50th anniversary. of their seminal album Red from 1974.
Right.
Five tracks on it, which there are multitudes of versions of it. It's a four disc set, two CDs, two Blu-rays. The CDs are, CD one has a Red stereo mix and instrumental mixes with a 2004 remix. CD two has the elemental mixes, which I believe we talked about last
time. Yeah, that's the elemental mixes, or at least a portion of them, is the album running order, just like the Fragile. That's available on the streaming
yes.
site.
So I had listened to that before, and then yeah. session material. Right. And then the Blu-rays are basically the USA album remixed or various mixes of
yeah, there was a couple. There's actually three mixes. There's an yeah. there's the original 70. Was that 74 or 75? Did it come out?
I think it came out in 75.
Okay, yeah.
But
but then there was then there were two remixes. There was one remix done by the guy who I think was Adrian Belew's engineer. Mixed when they did the 30th anniversary.
Ronan Murphy?
Yeah, Ronan Murphy. And then Fripp, went back and remixed it again.
Oh, the 30th anniversary was Simon Hayworth, and the 40th, yeah. I guess, was the Chris Murphy.
Yes. Yeah.
Or Ronan Chris Murphy.
Right, and then it was recently yeah. done. It was done again recently.
That's this
that's,
one.
That's what is now the official one.
Yes.
I have listened to them all. And I mean, it's live, but I do kind of like the latest one. I do like the new one. I mean, the original one is nice too, but you know, once you hear all those pieces in context and on another show and tell item, you have the Great Deceiver. But it's interesting that lately, because on the Road to Red, it's the same thing. USA is part of that box set.
Yeah, well, it's part of the.
Well, of course, those are the shows right towards the end of the tour, and I mean, it's. Just
so
strong.
Yeah, it's interesting because
the big question though. There's pictures of the live band in there.
There are pictures of the live band,
but it's the actual band. It's the actual 74 band, right? It's not Greg Lake and Ian McDonald in 1969.
Well, like yes, that is John Wett, and that is Bill Bruford, that is Robert Fripp,
right? Sorry, I had to say that.
It's also just very interesting because they never really toured Red except beforehand,
right? Yeah.
So,
I mean that you know,
but also
Steve Hackett taking Fripp's place that never came through.
Also, aside from the USA album, which is the live stuff that was recorded before the Red album but came out after the Red album,
right? It was recorded. Most of it was recorded in Asbury Park and had the overdubs. That's the big thing too between all these is you get the original other than the original mix. They all don't have Eddie Jobson on it. It's all the original David Cross violin. Not, and there's some places where Eddie Jobson had a violin where there wasn't any, because at that point in time, David Cross would have been playing the Mellotron. But you can also hear parts like Asbury Park, that improv on the release. They cut out a lot of the David Cross pianette and electric piano stuff because it just doesn't really fit.
But do any of these, because I haven't, truth be told, I just got this, so I haven't even listened to any of it yet, but do any of them have the original mix of the album?
I believe the original
with the
mix.
Jobson stuff?
Yeah, I believe the USA one comes with it. Anyone that's the extended mix. So, you know, they have, it's essentially the Asbury Park. They're calling it USA, but it's really the full Asbury Park show.
Because you get,
But those ones, no, they do not have, that mix does not have it, because they're calling it they're not even saying USA. They're saying June 28th. And then down here, it's USA 30th Anniversary Remaster. That one does have it. That one has Eddie Jobson on it, because Fracture and Starless are just tacked on the end as bonus tracks rather than those other two versions it's presented as the concert as a whole, not USA. Because I believe it's Schizoid Man on the original USA is from Providence. It's not from, which is then on the Great Deceiver, you get the full Providence show. It's funny. I mean, it is bizarre.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to listen to this and see if I can make any sense of what you just said.
Now that we've spent 10 minutes on USA, which, by the way, I think we talked earlier in one of the episodes when we were, I mean, that's that album was my gateway.
Yeah, that was just kind of funny.
Yeah, I was a...
That was an afterthought for me. I never really listened to it.
It was an 8-track at Woolworths or something as a cutout.
That's so funny.
You know, I bought it and I was like, whoa, this thing. But it was I'd seen the album cover. Remember, I don't know if you remember back in the day when you'd buy an album like from Atlantic, and when you pulled it out, the sleeve had, you know, pictures of all the other things. Yeah, so I bought some album, God knows what it was, you know, and then I'm pulling it out and there's all these other albums. And then I see this King Crimson one and it's just the album. I was like, USA. But it was I knew nothing at the time. I mean, I was really young.
Yeah.
King Crimson, I mean, the name itself sounded, and then the album cover. So then when I saw the 8-track, I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to try out this band. And
so also on this same Blu-ray are 5 other shows from the tour.
Right.
So the Asbury Park show from the USA album is June 28th, 74. And the other shows that are on here are April 17th, April 20th, May 1st, June 4th, June 19th, and then their final show as a band, July 1st in Central Park. So it's very interesting. So it runs the gamut. And so then I pulled this out and I'm like, oh, but I have the Great Deceiver set.
So you really need a scorecard to keep track of all this, or an app. I think we need a King Crimson. No, seriously, we need a King Crimson app, because this is where it gets. So we've got what is now the 50th anniversary of Red. And if I'm a novice or whatever and I buy this, I'm thinking this is the definitive statement on Red. But you're getting 5 shows that, yes, they're from that tour, but that's not why they're on here. It's not the 5. One of them is considered a definitive show, the last one. But the other 4 are on there because, DGM got the tapes recently, and their audience tapes. Someone probably sent them in. So it was after The Road to Red, which had everything that they had at that point, including the multi-track things that are on The Great Deceiver and that have been on the other releases. So it's interesting because, you know, if you're used to listening to Boots, it's no different than any other Boot, and all the shows have something for them, but it's not, you know, it's not the Toronto Massey Hall show, which is multi-track recorded and sounds great. Like, that should be on there. I mean, to me, that's the best version of Fracture that's on here as 4 songs. So
for those who are keeping score with our scorecards that we don't have,
or soon to become our Prague will find a way unofficial King Crimson app.
King Crimson in 1992, I think this was, released the Great Deceiver box set, which was 4 CDs of shows from this tour from 73 to 74. Basically, kind of that group, a live document of.
And if you remember back at this point in time, nobody's putting out live shows.
Right. And box sets of live
maybe
shows.
Maybe the Grateful Dead. Okay. Maybe the Grateful Dead. But no one else is putting out box sets of shows. And all of a sudden, you know, we're spending, you know,
a lot of money.
We're spending $50 on double CDs in New York City of shows, like for stuff. And all of a sudden, this thing lands with amazing sound quality. And it didn't matter that some stuff is butchered, right? Or that it's 4 songs from one show and like the show stops in the middle or whatever. It was like, it was just...
It was awesome.
Yeah, right? Now we take this for granted.
So what I find interesting about this whole packaging thing is that the new box set has a very nice essay by Sid Smith, right? But the Great Deceiver box set has Robert Fripp's diary.
Right.
So I am very interested to be listening to these shows and reading this diary of all these shows that are on this new thing, because he's talking about those dates that I had not heard the shows before. So I thought, well, that's pretty cool. But on this box, we've got...
I can tell you probably one of those shows, you know, he wakes up and he's got a stomach virus from eating clams from somewhere he knew he shouldn't eat. you know.
But it's funny because
it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is. But the providence, but also the interaction between people in the band.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And David Cross is getting kicked out of the band after the last show. Should we tell him before the show? Should we tell him after the show when I get back to England? Whatever. The Providence show, June 30th, is right in the middle of all these.
Yes.
Right?
And then again,
full concert, right?
Schizoid Man from this Providence show is what's on USA.
Got
everything else is from the Asbury Park show, which is either 1 or 2 days before that.
Got it.
No, one day, the 28th. And that's
something.
Yeah. So
then they have an October 73 tour, which was not.
Yeah, so this that's, tour, more, right? That's more Starless Bible Black era.
But then they have Pittsburgh from April 29th, which also falls into this whole thing.
So that's where it gets interesting because it's kind of, is that the Red tour? You know, is that the. It's all one tour, but it is the material changes from April. Does. To the May June tours, the material is slightly different than it was in the earlier
ones.
Right,
but there's an April show on here. So I got April 17th, we got April 20th, and then we got April 29th.
Right.
So it's filling in some of those gaps. I know that you said there's the Road to Red box
the
set,
Road
which
to Red covers April, May.
Shows.
Yes, or I don't know how many, but it covers all of them. And these five aren't included, or the four. No, the four. Because, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's five shows plus the Central Park show, the final show. Yeah. That is on Road to Red. That was a Collector's Club release that's been out for a long time. But these ones, you're getting The Great Deceiver, Dr. Diamond. And egg, you know,
you're getting all this stuff.
Those dropped off in for the June, because
and they started concentrating
and the Night Watch too.
The Night Watch is new, gone. The and new
then,
material,
right? And then it was, but they also put a bigger improv in the middle. I take it back. They played the Night Watch in June, so they were bringing some of them back, and the Great Deceiver in June. So they were moving tunes in and out. So
lots
of material.
Lots of live Crimson on this new box set.
Yes.
And then the last disc, the Blu-ray, is Atmos mix of Red, which I'm interested in hearing.
Yeah.
2024 mix by Stephen Wilson. Then the Elemental mixes in high definition or DTS HD. And then three more Red Nightmares. So three more different versions of that. Then the Making of Starless, the song, which I'll let you borrow this because I know you're going to want to hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 takes.
As long as the
cornet takes and the guitar solos and the percussion, I think they're all separated out. Maybe.
Good. Well, you know, as long as the wood blocks are gone, that through the Elemental mix, which I love, the Elemental mix of Starless completely changed this song. I discovered all these years it's the wood blocks that have gotten on my nerves.
Providence complete track,
the improv. So that typically the improvs came out of Easy Money.
Yeah, but Providence complete track would be
that
Providence
would be the complete,
from
the complete improv
from the album, but just an extended
right yeah,
but that,
because
does
it
that
does
not
start
show up, does not, it, not show up on
well
one of these?
Well, yes, because you get it.
Oh, but it's on the Blu-ray.
It's not on this, but it's
oh, it's on,
it's
that
Providence, the full Providence show is on this, so you get
fair enough,
you get Easy Money into Providence, which then goes right into Fracture. So you're getting the whole improv.
And then there's a song called Think Again, which is from a John Wetton quarter inch file tape.
Okay, so that probably, you know, the CD, the Monkey Business CD of John Wetton.
Yes.
That also that has demos from that era as well. I don't recall that one, so maybe they found it.
Then instrumental mixes, and then the original masters. So Blu-ray 2 has a lot of studio kind of stuff. Blu-ray 1 is all live stuff. And then, you know, there's the outtakes and whatever. It seems to be a pretty
full
cool
package.
Little
box. It's great. And I mean, even if you already have the Road to Red, you're still getting more with that. Not just the five additional shows, but all the different mixes.
And if you've already got the original album, but you have the Great Deceiver, if you, I don't know that you necessarily need this, because these two together probably constitute the same kind of idea, unless you're a completist.
Right, and if you're a completist, you bought The Road to Red, and you still need that. I mean, it doesn't negate Road to Red, so I guess in that respect, it's...
You have to get it.
Well, Road to Red doesn't negate this either. I mean, the elemental mixes, I'm always cynical about those things, but they're good.
Yeah.
And I like when they do an instrumental mix of the thing, like they did that on Court, and it's just a different way to do it. Plus, yeah. You know, if you want, is it an Atmos mix or no? I don't think
there is an Atmos mix on the album itself, but I don't know if the I'm not sure that the elemental mixes are Atmos.
No, I think it's just the album proper. So Steve Wilson,
Wilson did the...
It's a reasonable price. I can't.
Yeah,
I mean, I would totally recommend it.
So
if you buy physical products still.
Yeah. So I still have to listen to it.
Yep. There you go. Before we peace out here for this episode, a few more Crimson stuff coming. So this was not the only album. Red was not the only Crimson album to come out in 1974. Starless and Bible Black came. It's crazy to think back when these bands put out like... 3 albums in 2-year periods, you know? So because 2024 is ending and it's 50 years, they've put out right now, just as a download, the similar to what Jay was talking about with Red of the session tapes. They have released those for the Starless and Bible Black studio tracks. So for Great Deceiver, The Night Watch, and Lament. So you can hear different elements, different mixes. You have to do that download. The other thing that just came out was the entire 2014, I guess, Return of King Crimson tour are available as downloads. Jay and I saw one of the shows in New York. And speaking of which, there will be in the new year a physical release of... I'm not sure if it's the best of the New York shows. There were 4 of them, or if it's a box set of all 4 New York shows. So it might just be a mixture of them, which is kind of what they've done, right?
Refresh my memory. Was this the 3-drummer one?
This was the 3-drummer one in 2014. It was amazing. It was amazing.
That was very cool.
And I'm looking forward to that release. So I think a lot happening in the Crimson world.
Yes.
And in 2025.
But all re-releases.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or archive release.
Yeah, there was...
Nothing new.
No, but there was a recent interview with Jacko, because he put out an autobiography.
Yes.
And he did say that...
They're
using the live tapes as he called it a template, and then overdubbing parts for the original music that they presented, which was really 5 or 6... not even tunes, and then people are saying that kind of adds up to about 30 minutes, so you'd have to add in the drum. Though a lot of the 3-person drum interludes they did were written, you know, they're all scored, and they did it the same or close to it every night. So if you add the 4 or 5 of those, that's a full album, but no one knows, and even Jacko doesn't know. He said it might come out, it might not. So
depends on Robert's mood.
So we'll see. So that's new music, but I think as a live entity, they're done.
Yeah, I don't know what the current state of the Beat Band is at this point, but I think they finished up their tour.
They finished their tour, but I know they're going to Japan. They're going overseas next year.
Yeah.
They had a streaming show recently. I think we talked a little bit about that last time, but. Even if you just go on YouTube and compare early to late, you know, it only took a couple of weeks for them to really hit their form. But so you listen to anything in the last, like, I think November or December, and they just sound really, really good.
Awesome.
So hopefully they'll be back.
Check that out.
And they all look very happy on stage.
Yeah.
So anyways.
All right.
All right.
Well, Prague will find a way.
If you want it to.